I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. It's not every day you get to say something like this. There's big news today about gravity. For the first time ever, scientists say they've detected long, elusive gravity waves. Here's The World's Ari Daniel.
Gravity. You know it as what holds things together. It holds us to the Earth, holds the Earth in orbit around the sun. But what exactly is gravity? More than 300 years ago, Isaac Newton said that any two objects that have mass, basically everything, are attracted to each other by a force.
And that force is what Newton called gravity.
He could calculate it, but he couldn't explain where gravity came from.
No, he could not explain that.
And, says Priya Natarajan, an astrophysicist at Yale, that's how things stayed for over 200 years, until Albert Einstein showed up.
Einstein thought about gravity in a fundamentally different way.
And here's where things get fun. I want you to close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then keep your eyes open. Imagine a large rubber sheet, like a trampoline. Now drop a large metal ball onto it. The ball causes the sheet to bend, forming a dimple. The bigger the ball, the bigger the dimple. Okay, scale it up. Now the ball is the sun, and it's sitting not on a rubber sheet, but rather in a four-dimensional fabric, what Einstein called space-time.
Masses like the Earth or the sun bend the space-time around them, and by bending the space-time around them, they effectively attract nearby objects.
This, says MIT physicist Matthew Evans, is how Einstein understood gravity. He saw it as one of the four fundamental forces of our universe, including electromagnetism and the two forces at work inside atoms. But here's the thing. Even though it's the force that's most obvious in our lives, it turns out that gravity is actually the weakest. So to see it at work, you need something really dramatic. Something that creates massive ripples in space-time, like waves moving out from a rock dropped in a pond. In fact, Einstein called these gravity waves. But while Einstein predicted gravity waves, he never observed them. The tools just didn't exist. Until today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have detected gravitational waves. We did it.
This morning, a team of researchers 1,000 strong from the U.S. and around the world announced the first ever direct detection of gravity waves. Gabriela Gonzalez is a physicist at Louisiana State University and a spokesperson for the project, which is called LIGO, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory.
It's just exhilarating. Here, we detected the space-time around us. Wobbling, getting distorted, compressed and stretched for a fraction of a second. There's so much to learn now.
Now, how these gravity waves were detected is nothing short of incredible. The LIGO team built two giant L-shaped detectors in Louisiana and Washington State. The arm of each L is 2.5 miles long.
The arms of this L are these concrete bunkers.
That's Matthew Evans again. He's one of the researchers on the project.
And under the concrete bunker, we have a tube so that we can suck all the air out. It's a vacuum tube.
Evans and his team have tested equipment for the LIGO project in their lab at MIT.
So let's head over to the center of the room here.
Whoa. The lab's about the size of a basketball court with a giant metal tube with a laser in it. In the real LIGO bunkers, the lasers would measure the precise lengths of those 2.5 mile arms.
So if there were no gravity waves, they would have the same length?
Astrophysicist Priya Natarajan.
But if it turns out, because of gravity waves causing a jiggle, one of the arms is going to have a slightly different length than the other.
Slightly is actually a bit of an understatement.
We're talking about a fraction of the diameter of a proton. It's that tiny. That's why it's so challenging.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. When it comes right down to it, it is sort of a crazy thing.
And yet, despite the crazy, Matthew Evans and his colleagues did it. The LIGO team used those L-shaped buildings to detect gravity waves that were produced by a collision of two black holes more than 1 billion light years away. It's the first time we've observed this violent phenomenon in the universe, ever.
It's as if we had an enormous hearing aid, which let us pick up this sounds that the universe has been producing. We just have been deaf to these sounds up until now.
That's it, actually. the gravity waves generated by the two black holes spiraling towards each other, converted into sound and sped up. It's quick. I'll play it again. The collision sent gravity waves rippling outwards at the speed of light. More than a billion years later, they passed through the Earth and made the arms of the detectors in Louisiana and Washington change their lengths ever so slightly. Okay, this is all kind of mind-bending stuff, but really, what's the big deal?
It's like opening a new window into the universe.
You see, up until now, we've studied the stars and outer space using only electromagnetic radiation. Light, radio waves, X-rays, etc.
But gravitational waves are the first step away from that to some completely new way of looking at the universe.
It reveals an entire new side to the cosmos.
For instance, we might now be able to directly observe black holes, because while black holes don't emit light, they do emit gravity waves. And here's the other reason this is a big deal.
Because gravity waves are not obscured by anything, we can see right through to the edge of the universe.
And that means we might be able to get closer than ever to observing the earliest moments of time, just after the Big Bang, and closer than ever to understanding how the universe came to be and how it works.
I actually never imagined that in my lifetime that window would open.
That window opens up all kinds of exciting possibilities. But let's return to today. Because it's not every day that we get to literally hear the universe confirm something first conjured up on paper 100 years ago.
It is really hard not to be completely in awe of Einstein. Just to think that this theory came completely out of his pure thought.
Today we have new proof for that theory. It's a day worth celebrating. And when the confetti falls, we now have a little better idea of why. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel.